I've read out a couple of tweets previously from the UKIP representatives in Sutton, and they were bombarded themselves with instructions to, and I quote, grow a pair and call in. I'm delighted to say they have. Glenn's in Sutton. Glenn, what have I been getting wrong?
Hi, James. Thanks for taking my call. And I'm going to offer a small apology for my initial tweet.
UKIP's all about saying what you think and standing up for your convictions. Don't start backtracking before we've even said hello.
I'm not going to backtrack completely. Your interviewing style is to, it's your trademark and you're excellent at it.
Thank you.
I do sometimes feel, though, that...
Tell me what I've got wrong.
I'm not going to say what you've got right or wrong, because politics, it's a very personal opinion. I mean, I'm not...
Let's not do opinions. Let's do the facts. What have I said that's factually incorrect? Because you're tweeting for impartiality. That suggests that I've been... In fact, you used the word bias as well. What have I said in the last 54 minutes that's wrong?
I'm not saying that you've said anything... I am, actually. I'm going to say that...
Well, make your mind up, Glenn.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Factually, the UKIP party are not the BNP in suits. That is a fact that is incorrect.
Well, no, that was one of my opinions, but it was based upon the fact that the candidate who rang in at 10 past 10 couldn't come up with a policy that UKIP or a change to Britain that would be brought about by withdrawal from the EU, except to mention that BNP's immigration policy would become law.
Well, as I believe Donald was trying to say, it's not necessarily about repealing laws immediately. It's a question of...
But you keep telling us that 70% of our laws are made in Brussels
and we have to claw back.
So what laws? You tell us now. You do what Donna failed to do. What laws need to go?
I'm not going to talk about... I don't want to repeal a law specifically right this minute. What I'm saying is it's the right to determine your own laws.
Give me the proof that we don't.
Well, you know what the proof is, because you heard... one of the EU commissioners said yesterday that 70% of the laws are made and set in Europe. You heard it yourself.
No, I didn't. And I don't want you to quote EU commissioners at me. I want you to tell me what these laws are that we shouldn't have, that we failed to resist, that we didn't want but ended up with.
Again, you're deliberately misinterpreting.
Glenn, I promise you I'm not. I'm asking someone who believes that our laws are made in Brussels to tell me which laws he's upset about.
I'm upset about any laws. There are some things that I don't like.
Go on, tell me what.
Specifically,
yes.
What I'm saying to you, what we're all saying to you is, we believe that the government of Great Britain should be making the laws for Great Britain. They shouldn't be being...
So what are the laws that they couldn't make?
Sorry, what laws are...
What are the laws you want the government to make that they can't because of Brussels?
Oh, you're very good at this, James.
Because I'm right. Now answer the question.
Which question you want me to ask?
What laws? You represent UKIP in Sutton. You phone me up after being rude on Twitter. Respect to you for that. It's not going terribly well. Respect for you for that even more. What are these laws that we can't make that you want to make?
Any.
Yeah, any.
All laws. We can't...
Go on, give me one.
Okay, how about making trade agreements with other countries outside the EU?
We can do that. What do you think we've got with America? Where do we export most of our arms to? Next.
Okay, suppose we wanted to know... Okay, you know what?
Do you think you should close the Twitter account?
No, absolutely not.
All right, well, give me the law then. Come on, give me another one.
I've given you an example. You asked for an example.
And I've just pointed out to you we sell all our arms to countries outside the EU, so we must have trade agreements with Saudi Arabia, probably even still with Syria. So give me something that's true.
Okay, well, Donna already mentioned free movement of people.
So close the borders. Back to the BNP. Give me something else.
No, it's not the BNP.
Yes, it is. So what's their policy on immigration?
I'm not familiar with their policies.
It's exactly the same as what you just said.
As you well know, UKIP is the only political party that... banned members from the far right.
It's the only political party that had to, Glenn.
Pardon?
It's the only political party that had to.
Well, no, Labour have ex-BNP councillors.
Yes, but they've changed their views. BNP people who get into the UKIP ranks patently haven't. But you're distracting. You're doing what politicians always do, Glenn. You're trying to steer us away from the central issue.
I'm a very normal person. I've never even been a member of a political party before.
So, what is the law that drew you towards UKIP? What was it that you woke up in...
I tell you what, it wasn't a law, a specific law that drew me towards UKIP. It was having been formerly a Conservative voter.
Yes.
I became increasingly disillusioned with Mr. Cameron, and maybe this ill-conceived and ill-fated coalition. I got upset with the cast-iron guarantee of an in-out referendum that didn't materialise.
On a treaty that doesn't exist.
Well, you know, we can go into technicalities.
That's not a technicality, it's a statement of fact. Either a treaty exists and you have a referendum on it, or it doesn't and you don't.
Okay, well, there was no referendum.
And anyway, now he's pledged to have a referendum, so you should be back in your good books again. Glenn, do you think this could have gone, when you picked up the phone, do you think this could have gone any worse for you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I could have taken a lot more of your bait, but I tried not to because you're so good at this.
I'm not good at anything, Glenn. I'm asking you questions that you can't answer, which you think...
Well, you're not. You're asking me questions that I've already said aren't relevant to the point I was trying to make.
So the question about what laws do Brussels make that you hate, that you can't name
any,
the fact that you can't name any...
This is what I'm trying to...
Okay, so you don't hate any laws, they haven't done anything that you don't like, but you've joined a party that is uniquely dedicated to withdrawing from that institution that's done absolutely nothing that you've got any problem whatsoever with. Glenn, I mean it. I really mean it. I think you're a big man for ringing in. I don't think you will again.